This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. PM2.5 pollution claims 2.95 million lives annually in BRICS nations, outpacing global average. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, ambient fine particulate matter, PM2.5, pollution caused 2.955 million deaths in BRICS nations in 2023, accounting for 59% of the global PM2.5 attributable mortality burden, according to the BMJ Global Health's Global Burden of Disease 2023 analysis. Despite decades of environmental policy, age-standardized mortality, and disability-adjusted life year (DALRY) in BRICS remain substantially higher than global averages and have increased since 1990, contrasting sharply with sustained declines observed in Group of Seven (G7) nations. Key takeaways: PM2.5 pollution caused 2.955 million deaths in BRICS in 2023, 59% of the global burden, with rates rising since 1990 contrary to G7 trends. India bears the heaviest and fastest growing burden. China's remains high but stabilized. Brazil and Russia achieved marked reductions. Population aging in China, population growth, and deteriorating epidemiological conditions in India and South Africa are key drivers of the disease burden. Ischemic heart disease and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease are the leading PM2.5 attributable causes in BRICS, unlike Alzheimer's disease in the G7. Study at a glance: 2.955 million PM2.5 attributable deaths in BRICS nations in 2023, representing 59% of the global total burden. PM2.5 disease burden by BRICS nation. Deaths and trends: age standardized mortality trends and absolute disease burden 1990 to 2023. India 92.9, 78%, South Africa 15%, Russia 9%, Brazil 6%. Source: BMJ Global Health, Global Burden of Disease 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. India's burden growing, China's stabilizing. The 2.955 million deaths in BRICS in 2023 mask substantial heterogeneity across the five nations. According to the BMJ Global Health Analysis, India shoulders the heaviest burden and exhibits the most rapid growth trajectory, driven by concurrent population expansion and deteriorating epidemiological conditions under high PM2.5 exposure. China's absolute mortality burden remains among the highest globally, but age-standardized rates have stabilized in recent years, following aggressive air quality interventions implemented over the past decade. Brazil and Russia, by contrast, have achieved marked reductions in PM2.5 attributable mortality and DALIs since 1990, demonstrating that policy-driven air quality improvements can reverse disease burden trends even in middle-income settings. Age period cohort, APC, modeling revealed pronounced mortality increases in older age groups, particularly among those aged 95 and over in both China and India. This pattern reflects both the genuine health impact of cumulative PM2.5 exposure over decades and the demographic shift toward older populations in rapidly aging societies, a factor that will intensify PM2.5 attributable disease burden in the near term, regardless of air quality improvements. According to the study's decomposition analysis, disease spectrum differs markedly from wealthy nations. A striking finding is the divergence in disease patterns between BRICS and G7 nations. The BMJ Global Health Study identified ischemic heart disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease (COPD), and intracerebral hemorrhage as the leading PM2.5 attributable disease burdens in BRICS. In contrast, Alzheimer's disease and other dementias rank first among PM2.5 attributable causes in the G7. This epidemiological divergence likely reflects differences in population age structure, baseline cardiovascular and respiratory health, and healthcare access, with BRICS populations experiencing higher rates of cardiovascular and respiratory disease across the lifespan. The prominence of COPD and ischemic heart disease in BRICS underscores the direct pathophysiological mechanisms by which inhaled PM2.5 particles penetrate the respiratory tract, triggering systemic inflammation, oxidative stress, and atherosclerotic progression. This suggests that reducing PM2.5 exposure in BRICS could yield substantial gains in preventable cardiovascular and respiratory morbidity, gains that may exceed those achievable in aging G7 populations where neurodegenerative disease dominates the PM2.5 attributable burden. The finding aligns with epidemiological evidence from WHO air quality research linking long-term PM2.5 exposure to systemic cardiovascular and pulmonary pathology, population aging and growth, dual drivers of future burden, Desgupta decomposition analysis, employed to isolate the drivers of temporal changes in disease burden, identified population aging as the dominant force in China, where demographic transition has accelerated over two decades. In India and South Africa, by contrast, population growth itself, combined with deteriorating epidemiological conditions under sustained high PM2.5 exposure, drives increases in absolute burden. The BMJ Global Health projections to 2050 indicate that BRICS burden will remain substantially above the global average, even if current air quality trajectories continue, reflecting the structural inevitability of these demographic and epidemiological currents. Notably, the study projects that even optimistic air quality improvements will be offset partly by ongoing population growth and aging in the near term. This finding underscores a critical policy implication. BRICS nations cannot rely on air quality improvements alone to reduce PM2.5 attributable disease burden over the next two decades. Concurrent investments in cardiovascular and respiratory disease prevention, screening, and treatment, alongside emission reduction efforts, will be essential to bend the disease burden curve. Visit Global Health Coverage for related policy analysis. In 2023, PM2.5 pollution caused 2.955 million deaths in BRICS, accounting for 59% of the global PM2.5 attributable mortality burden, with age standardized rates rising since 1990 and substantially exceeding global averages. Global Burden of Disease 2023 Collaborative Network, BMJ Global Health. What this means for patients. Individuals in BRICS nations with cardiovascular or respiratory symptoms, particularly in urban areas with high PM2.5 concentrations, should prioritize medical evaluation and treatment of underlying hypertension, diabetes, or COPD. Using air quality indices to plan outdoor activities and investing in indoor air filtration are practical steps to reduce personal exposure. For clinicians, PM2.5 exposure should be integrated into cardiovascular and respiratory risk assessment, particularly in India, China, and South Africa. Aggressive management of blood pressure, lipids, and smoking cessation becomes increasingly important in regions where air quality contributes substantially to disease burden. Consider environmental exposure history alongside traditional risk factors. For policymakers, sustained, science-driven air quality regulation, including industrial emission controls, vehicle standards, and agricultural burning restrictions, remains essential despite demographic challenges. Parallel investments in primary and secondary prevention of cardiovascular and respiratory disease, integrated healthcare workforce training, and health system capacity must accompany emission reduction efforts to mitigate the projected 2050 disease burden. Cross-border air quality cooperation within BRICS is urgently needed, as transboundary pollution significantly contributes to national disease burden. Frequently asked questions: how does PM2.5 pollution differ from other air pollutants? Fine particulate matter, PM2.5, consists of particles smaller than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, small enough to penetrate deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream. Unlike larger dust particles, PM2.5 bypasses upper airway defenses and directly damages the alveolar epithelium and pulmonary vasculature, triggering chronic inflammation and systemic effects on the cardiovascular and nervous systems. According to the BMJ Global Health Study, this is why ischemic heart disease and COPD dominate the PM2.5 attributable disease spectrum in BRICS. Why are disease patterns different in BRICS compared to G7 nations? BRICS populations are younger on average and suffer higher baseline rates of cardiovascular and respiratory disease due to sustained high PM2.5 exposure over decades, greater smoking prevalence, and limited access to preventive healthcare. In contrast, G7 populations are much older, and age-related neurodegenerative diseases dominate their disease burden. Even when exposed to PM2.5, elderly populations' primary health risks shift toward Alzheimer's disease and dementias, rather than acute cardiovascular events or COPD exacerbations. Can air quality improvements alone reverse the BRICS PM2.5 disease burden by 2050? No. The BMJ Global Health projections show that even sustained air quality improvements will be partially offset by population growth and population aging, especially in China. Concurrent investments in cardiovascular and respiratory disease prevention, early diagnosis, and treatment are essential to meaningfully reduce the disease burden trajectory over the next 25 years. The BMJ Global Health Study represents the first systematic spatiotemporal assessment of PM2.5 attributable disease burden across BRICS to 2050. Its findings should catalyze urgent policy action within each nation and across BRICS frameworks to accelerate air quality regulation, strengthen cardiovascular and respiratory disease control programs, and build health system capacity to manage the projected burden. For deeper analysis of global air quality trends, explore data and numbers coverage on environmental health, source, impact of ambient fine particulate matter, PM2.5, pollution on disease burden in BRICS from 1990 to 2023, evidence from the Global Burden of Disease Study 2023, BMJ Global Health.